It happened again. It's so bad now that my mother-in-law can kind of predict when it's happening. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and you at 833-563-2539. Headed up to Michigan this past weekend, and it was a unique wedding. It was I've only done one before, and it was a brunch wedding, and it was actually on a Sunday, so it went from 12 to 3. They already got married, so it was more of a kind of a reception.
That's a cute idea. I mean, I love brunch, so anytime you can incorporate a party and brunch, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's a heck of a Sunday fun day. Now, here's my problem that I ran into, and I'm wondering if anybody else has also had this happen to them. 833-563-2539. At least 4 out of the past 5 weddings, so I say every time, weddings that I've went to recently, I always forget something, and usually it's the same thing, and that is underwear.
I know.
Like, I forget to pack underwear. How do you forget underwear? I forget to pack dress shoes. Or, in this case, I forgot to pack a white t-shirt to go underneath my shirt.
Okay.
So I had, like, my button-up shirt, which may not be terrible, but the fact is I was wearing a white button-up shirt already. So it's like you're just going to see, like, you know, man boobs underneath there because it's kind of a see-through shirt. So we had to go and buy shoes at like 11 o'clock after church on Sunday for me to wear to this wedding. Then we could have had a chance to get a t-shirt, but I forgot that. So as I'm getting dressed, I'm like, oh, crap. Keep in mind, if you haven't seen my sexy figure, Radio Now AM show, I'm a very big guy. My father-in-law, who would have a t-shirt in his place, he's tall. He's 6'6", but he's not big, like wide and thick. I borrowed his shirt, and it was actually genius because it barely fit. It was like a hot dog, like with the casing inside.
Tidy whitey.
But it was like one of those morph shirts where the fact is it kind of sucked everything in. I wore his medium or large under t-shirt, the white t-shirt, and it like just sucked all my junk in, which was perfect.
It was like Spanx.
Yes. Is that what they are, Spanx?
Are you going to do that all the time now?
No, because it was incredibly uncomfortable for 3 hours.
You did? And so, I'm just throwing this out here. It looked very svelte.
Well, that's because I was
picture because you had shirt Spanx on.
I will share the photo on Radio Now AM show on our Instagram so you can see what Mackenzie's talking about, because I actually did look decent. My wife looked really good, but I looked okay, and it's because the shirt was about 3 sizes too small. It was like the Grinch. 833-563-2539. What did you forget? Maybe it's only a one-time thing, but please make me feel better. Or maybe you've done this multiple times. You forgot this important item when you were going to the wedding, because I forget shoes, I forget underwear, and for this wedding, I forgot an undershirt.
And you were giving me a hard time, because I went to New York, and I was there 24 hours, took a big suitcase, and it was full to the brim. I remembered all of these things, Joe. See, when you just throw stuff in a duffel and go, sometimes you just don't make the cut.
I appreciate your support, Mackenzie. Always great to have you on my side.
You know, I've had like 2 bags before and literally forgotten a toothbrush, like the most basic of things.
But
so it happens.
But I feel like a toothbrush is a simple thing to forget because most likely where you're staying, they have one for you.
Right.
But like they don't, hey, we've got your underwear for you or we've got your dress shoes.
My girl, it was like a girl's trip. One of my good girlfriends, she was flying in from the West Coast, New York. She forgot pants. So she had no pants. Luckily, she had pajama pants that were black.
Okay.
So she wore those to a store to go buy jeans and stuff, but she totally forgot pants. And they were staying in extended stay for like 4 days. She's like, I have no pants.
Well, at least she didn't have to go somewhere immediately. But that's an example. 833-563-2539. I want to know, what did you try to, like, you went somewhere, and what did you forget?